Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Penny, come on in. Here, let me take your jacket.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, this is very nice.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It was a present from Connie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got it from our shop.
No, I don't think so. Not that we don't have some very nice jackets.
Oh, not like this, though.
No. Oh, here you go. I bought you a bottle and some chocolates.
Oh, my favourite. Thank you, Penny. That's very kind of you. Right, come on through.
Oh, it looks different in here.
Yes, it's all been painted. And I've put up some new curtains.
And you did it?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, you've been busy.
Well, I've got to do something. I get fed up of watching the telly.
Well, it all looks very nice.
Oh, thank you. Now tell me, do you like this painting? I mean, it's obviously a print. Don't worry, Penny. I do realise it's not everyone's taste.
Well, it is different, but I suppose some people would like it.
You don't like it, then?
No, sorry, I don't.
Oh, don't be sorry. I don't blame you, because I'm not sure that I do. You see, I found it in a charity shop, and when I bought it, I loved it. But the more I look at it, the more I don't.
Well, take it down, then.
Yes, I'm going to. I just thought I'd see what you thought first.
Well, it's up to you, Debbie. If you like it, keep it up there. The frame's very nice.
No, I'm going to take it down tomorrow. Right, have a seat. I'll get the glasses.
OK. Debbie, who gave you the flowers? They're gorgeous.
Oh, I bought them.
Oh, I see.
Here you are. You're not allergic to nuts, are you?
No.
Well, there's cashews and peanuts, so help yourself.
Oh, I love cashew nuts.
So do I. Trouble is, I could eat the whole lot.
Oh, sorry, do you want one?
Oh, thanks.
So how are things?
Yes, okay, thanks. I've just got the bathroom to paint and then I'm done. So I'm feeling quite pleased with myself.
Oh, good for you. Did you do all of it?
Yeah.
You're very good. You must enjoy doing it.
No, not really. But I just can't afford to get someone in.
No.
So anyway, tell me about your holiday.
Ah, it was great. Oh, what about you? I can't remember. Did you go away in the end?
No, I was too busy.
Oh, that's a shame. So how are you finding work at the moment?
Well, nothing's changed. Michael still doesn't tell me anything. Do you know, I asked him the other day how his course went, and all he said was, fine. He's like an overgrown teenager. You know, when they do is grunt.
Well, that's ridiculous when you have to work together.
Work together? That's a laugh. He doesn't talk to me, Penny.
But he must do.
No. Well, let's say he says as little as possible to me.
I did hear when I was away that there was a problem with staffing.
Oh, that was awful. I lost the blooming rota.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And what made it worse, the internet was down. I had to write a new one.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Penny, it gets worse. For whatever reason, and I really can't think why, I really mucked it up. And they either missed people off the list, or put some people in twice. Oh, yeah, go on, help yourself. I remember I did do it in a hurry, but really, there's no excuse. And I just got it so wrong. In fact, I felt so dreadful about it, I went round and apologised to everyone in person and bought loads of cake and chocolates to say sorry.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that was very kind of you.
I still don't think some people have forgiven me, though.
Well, it was only a mistake. We all make those.
No, it's not that, Penny. I know some people want me to fail.
Hi, Alice. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Have you spoken to Amy yet?
Yes, I have, and we're all meeting up at Stone's 8 tomorrow. Is that okay?
Oh, so we're eating then?
Yes, is that all right?
Absolutely. So has she said anything about her going away?
No, not yet.
I wonder where she's going.
I don't know, but we're bound to find out tomorrow.
I wonder what her mum said.
Well, that doesn't matter, does it? As long as she's doing what she wants to do. I will miss her, though.
Petra, she's only going to the mainland.
We don't know that for sure, do we?
No, but I thought you said she wanted to go to university.
No, all that she said was that she was going to move away.
I know what she's going to do. She's not going to go to university. She's going to live in Italy with her dad.
Right, let's finish this and I'll open another one.
Oh no, I've really had enough.
Oh, come on, there's only a little bit left.
Okay, but no more.
You know, I just don't know what I do to upset some people.
Neither do I. We all used to get along so well.
Well, I've never got on with Tina.
No, I suppose you haven't.
You know why, don't you?
Because you tell her what to do and she doesn't like it.
No, it's because I know what her brother does.
Her brother? What does he do? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, Penny, I can't say.
Well, I won't say anything.
Well, all I know is Tina wants me out.
What's that got to do with her brother?
Because she... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
About her brother? What's he done?
Oh, yeah. No, I really can't say.
Oh, give it here. I'll open it.
Oh, who's that? Hello?
Hello, is Penny there, please?
No, I'm sorry, she's out.
Oh, do you know when she'll be back?
No, I'm sorry. Is that Michael?
Yes.
Well, have you tried her mobile?
Yes, but it's not on.
Ah.
Not to worry.
Well, is there anything you want me to tell her?
No, it's nothing important. It can wait until tomorrow.
Oh, good. Because I thought you were phoning to cancel tomorrow night.
No, of course not. I'd never do that.
Here, let me help.
Oh, okay. Thanks, love. So, it sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was lovely. And Dad seems very happy.
Is he now?
Yeah, but he misses us, of course. Do you know, he's got a supercar.
Has he?
Yeah, it's the company car, but it's well posh.
I didn't know he had a company car. I didn't see it when I went. So, how is he then?
He's fine. But there was one day when he tripped over a hose, badly bruised himself.
Had he been drinking?
No.
So, did he break anything?
No, thank goodness.
Well, he should have been more careful. So, did he have a hangover?
No, Mum. The holiday wasn't like that. We didn't spend the whole time drinking.
Oh, Amy, I realise that you're bound to stick up for your father. It's rather touching, really. But I know him. I know he likes a drink and sometimes he has too much.
Mum, he wasn't drunk. How many times do I have to say it?
OK, so what did you two talk about then?
Oh, everything. We talked about Brexit. No, don't worry. We won't talk about it now. And we just generally chatted.
Did he say anything about coming home?
Yeah, he hopes to come home soon.
No, I mean for good.
Oh, no, we didn't really discuss that.
Oh, I thought you might have done. Anyway, I'm glad you had a good time, but I bet you're pleased to be home now, aren't you?
Hang on, I'm getting confused. Do you mean he still does it?
Yes, because it's very good money.
Well, that's all right. I thought you were going to say he'd murder someone or something like that.
No. I don't think his job is that bad, but Tina doesn't like it. She always says he's a musician.
Oh, I don't see what the problem is. The job is okay and someone has to do it. Anyway, how do you know he does that?
I just do.
No, go on, how do you know?
Because I know someone who went to London and paid for his services.
Really? Who was it?
I'm not saying, Penny, but he was definitely her escort for the night.
And because you know that, you think that's why Tina doesn't like you?
Yes, I'm sure of it. I know she spreads rumours about me, and I'm sure it's just to get me out.
Bullies. What do you think about bullies?
What are you on about?
I'm just asking. Have you ever been bullied?
No. And what's that got to do with Tina?
Nothing. I was just asking.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Sorry it's so late.
Mike, what's the matter?
Oh, no, nothing's wrong.
What is it? Come on, mate. I was on my way to bed.
Well, I was just wondering if you knew where Penny was tonight.
Yeah, I do. She's gone to Debbie's for a drink. Why?
Oh, I just wondered. I've been trying to phone her.
You what? You phoned me to ask where she is? Oh, that's bang out of order. Do you know what time it is? No, don't bother to answer that. It's late, and some of us have to get up in the morning.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.